This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. President Bush is expected to announce today that the Army will be scaling back to 12-month tours for soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's down from the current 15 months that soldiers spend overseas. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
It was last April that 15-month Army tours were put into effect to give predictability to soldiers whose deployments sometimes were extended at the last minute and to supply the so-called surge of soldiers into Iraq. Those longer deployments frustrated many soldiers who have repeatedly asked senior officials when they will return to the traditional 12-month tour. Officials say the reduced tour length will not apply to any soldiers now serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. President Bush will make the announcement at the White House, where he is also expected to endorse a pause in U.S. troop reductions in Iraq after July. The American ground commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, wants the pause to make sure security improvements can hold.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. Meanwhile, violence today on the front lines of one of those war zones. A suicide bomber in southern Afghanistan hit a NATO convoy. The blast killed eight and wounded dozens more. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has more from Kabul.
Afghan police officials in Kandahar City, that was the scene of the attack, say the Canadian military convoy had just passed when the bomber blew up his explosives-laden SUV. At least three children were among the dead. The blast also destroyed more than a dozen shops. No Canadian troops were hurt. Militants frequently target Canadian and American convoys in this volatile southern province, which was the center of Taliban power when the group ran Afghanistan. But most of the victims in these bombings end up being Afghan civilians who happen to be nearby.
NPR Soraya Sahardi-Nelson from Kabul. The Olympic torch is headed to Buenos Aires, Argentina today, leaving a trail of trouble in its wake. The torch sparked mass protests on two continents and was snuffed out a couple of times. Demonstrators are protesting China's policy in Tibet. Yesterday, the torch was in San Francisco. Security officials there had to reroute the torch to avoid the protests. Protesters and fans alike missed seeing the relay altogether. Police didn't want a repeat of what happened in Paris, where officials had to put the flame out and load it onto a bus for safety. The Beijing Olympics opening ceremonies are set for August, but the Democratic candidates don't want President Bush to go. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are calling on him to skip the opener. The White House says Bush will be at the Olympics, but may not attend the opening ceremonies. In other Olympic news, the International Olympic Committee wants some medals back. They've disqualified the relay teammates of American sprinter Marion Jones because of her doping history. They took a gold and bronze in the 2000 games. Jones already had to give back all her personal medals from 2000. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.